96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
We'll be right back. no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. As you may have heard by now, the Miami Dolphins are the champions of the 2024 NFL season. We are 1-0. Don't mind, it is other people who is 1-0 with us. We are 1-0, and almost will be without Tyreek Hill. The boy them try take out our star athlete. They try lock up your boy on the way to the game. And still, we succeeded. We overcame. 1-0. This is the best start ever. Now we have to wait for tonight's game to see what the Bang Bang Niner gang do on the field in week one of the 2024-2025 NFL season. I had to play that song for a faithful and devoted Miami Dolphins fan. Not saying that I am not, because technically I ain't. I could be honest with you. If that Daxon boy was playing for the Cowboys, I may have been pulling for the Cowboys. Or if our other friend Strawn was playing with the Panthers, still I would have been pulling for him, because I am a Bohemian first. I mean, before I am an American, without a doubt. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Hi. How you doing?
I don't know. I just do not know. I smile still.
Good stuff. That's
it's
all we have.
It's a little bleh.
Hmm?
Bleh.
It's a little bleh.
Yeah, bleh. Day.
You,
bleh.
Are you sad because your kids are off to school?
Well, no, I'm glad they're in class.
Yeah, but do you feel like an absence,
no, a
depression? You don't feel that at all?
When they were there, I tend to ignore them. So it's a continuous ignorance. Yeah. You go to your room. Just my space.
Ah, so the summer brought a reconfiguration of the household activities, and you all had to negotiate for space.
No, I tell them what to do. You stay in your room. You come out this room, you'll see what happens. Stay in your
That's
room.
Punishment. Why?
That's not punishment. That's to avoid punishment. I just don't know.
It's a plantation.
I grew up from a plantation, what is it, plutocracy?
Plantocracy?
Yeah, system. Everyone has their role. Their role is to be quiet and don't interrupt.
To know when to subjugate themselves.
Yeah.
You got to know when to lie. Was it prostate? Prostrate?
Yeah, prostrate. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't lie on your prostate exam. Yeah. Prostrate. That's what y'all expect. This is definitely a plantation style culture now. Because
more people survive this way.
You think so?
Because they cause chaos otherwise.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think what the people doing is causing chaos?
Less wars, though. Once you know your role, there'll be less war.
Once you know you are at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yes.
Once you know that you don't have any rights compared to me.
You're talking about the Valley Boys again.
I see you.
You're trying to bait me. And I said, I don't want to talk about the Valley Boys today. Everybody's talking about the Valley Boys.
I won't talk about the Valley Boys today. But that's not the first thing on my list for today, Mr. Newry. But it sounds like if I want to talk about Valley Boys, I got to talk about it in my hour. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that I don't want to talk about Valley Boys. Let's talk about the Saxons.
What you know about the Saxons? I know that the Saxons, somebody, in, what's the proper term? Is it registered, trademarked, copyrighted, or incorporated, or registered the name Saxons? I know somebody did what...
Okay. Bear with me.
Because
I know you want to talk about the Valley Boys, and I'll let you do it.
No,
I want to do it upside down. Do it upside down. Let's start this conversation, then we go on to what we had planned.
Okay.
For Junknu, our government has declared that all Junknu groups, in order to get seed money, must become an NPO, non-profit organization, some sort like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need a TIN number to do that. You mm-hmm. need to register the name to do that, right? You need to be copyrighted, whatever laws there is to do that. The Saxon Superstars has an owner. Somebody owns the name. Somebody owns the graphic, the Saxon guy caricature. Somebody owns that. The group pays somebody. The group pays somebody a couple thousand dollars a year to have access to the name, to have access to the graphic. That is not owned by the group. The group is owned by somebody. Saxon Superstars is owned by someone, but the group has a management team. Then there's the Valley Boys. The Valley Boys wasn't owned by nobody. Some people may think they'd own it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think they could have passed it down to different generations. So it is what it is, right? But there's a steering committee for that group. That steering committee was chosen by Gus Cooper some years ago. Since then,
mm-hmm.
members has registered the name, has registered the trademark, the spade type thing, and has used the TIN number as ownership, owned by the entire group. Somebody did that. Said owned by the entire group. It doesn't own by nobody. You don't, not like the Saxon where you have to pay somebody mm-hmm. to use it. There's no one to pay anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then there is groups like Genesis, One Family, who it has a management team from the beginning. Several chairmen, right? They run as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody owns that. They are able to capitalize, learn from the other two major groups, right? What is going wrong in those other two major groups and say, we won't go down that road, right? Mm-hmm. We have a board. The board is elected. We are a community organization.
Mm-hmm.
Saxons is not a community organization. Valley Boys is not a community organization. They do what they please. Whoever the person in charge.
Are they like small gangs? They can do what they want. They own by...
Well, one owned by one person. And next one, well, we still ain't sure because we're waiting on the registrar and the attorney general and the lawyers now to decide who actually owns the Valley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other groups are not owned by individuals. They're owned by
the body.
The body. And this is where we're at. Moving forward. Moving forward with demands what the government is asking in order to get access to the seed money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With the demands of the government to have accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is the way forward for the two major junket groups? There's only two major junket groups in the Bahamas. Everyone are third and fourth junket groups.
So who tell you that?
No.
You could understand the beat of a drum?
No. You said,
are you a real junket?
No, mind you, there are other junket groups. I'm not saying they're not other junket groups. No. I say there's two major junket groups. When you shout, you say you're Valley or Saxon, and then that permeates through the whole Bahamas. I'm not sure if people in Acklands would appreciate a Warhawk Genesis. I'm not saying that they don't know what it is, but they know for sure what Valley and Saxons are.
Why are you going to Warhawk Genesis? Why not the Roots or One Family?
Or Roots. Or One Roots is still Rush. Or One Family. Just checking. I wasn't sure. Right? But Valley Boys is important to the overall Jungnu concept.
Now, in terms of history and culture, Valley Boy and Saxons are the premier, right? Because of their longevity, because of... not just the amount of time they've been Russian, but you could tie the moments or parts of the evolution of Junkanoo to those groups, right? The introduction of the brass section. Is it them?
Makers.
There's music makers, eh? Mm-hmm. But the way that they grew those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't say they're the only two major groups, but their contribution
let me give you an example.
Junkanoo history.
If Saxons came out and came forth, or Valley came out and came forth, right? Even at their fourth position, their splendor is so sublime that you say, well, they come forth, but they look nice. They show the epitome of what Junkanoo is. Even at their fourth position, because whatever technicalities or deductions, whatever it is, still a splendor. Mm-hmm. The other Junkanoos goes up and down at times. Valley and Saxons tend not to go up and down. They just have to get judged harder or judge appropriately, but you understand that was a good performance that can represent what Junkanoo is, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas some other groups tend to turn flat and say, boy, I can't send that away. No. They're good. Just say this just wasn't a good year.
Let's go to this caller, and then we come back to the conversation, then we can close it off.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Nuri.
Morning, sir.
Saxons and Wally Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Roots came out of the Wally. colors came out of Diwali. One family came out of the Saxon. Genesis came out of the Saxon. So he could maybe even add maybe Diwali, Saxons, and maybe the music makers. I really the tree. The prodigal sons came out of Diwali.
Yes, shh. We don't talk about the prodigal sons.
No, they
we're still trying to figure out who gave them seed money this year.
No, they ain't got no money this year.
Yeah, no, they don't have money.
No, they ain't got none this year. They can't get none this year.
Okay.
But listen, but just to stick up.
Diwali Boys was the premier jungle group in the country. Diwali Boys was the crop of the crop. That's where the doctors and the lawyers and the that's what everybody was with Diwali Boys.
Mm-hmm.
For Diwali Boys to be in this position that they're in now, I call it a disgrace.
No, I don't call it
a
disgrace.
Okay.
It's shameful.
Tell me how many groups emanated from the Diwali Boys so far.
You had Roots.
Roots.
You had Barabbas and the Tribe.
Barabbas and the Tribe.
You had Colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're the three major groups that I know of. Maybe a Prodigal Son.
And Prodigal Sons. Now,
came out of the Diwali Boys.
Thank you.
So imagine if all of them were to join back up with the Diwali Boys to do one parade.
Yeah.
But Jonkunu is something like church. Jonkunu groups are something like church.
No, I mean Baptist church. No. Us Anglicans don't do that. To take that back. Us Anglicans don't do that.
No, but Anglicans.
No, then change it. Then change your wording. Change your wording. Something like Baptist church.
The pastor don't own the church.
There you go. You see where the problem is.
The Baptists and them, they own the church.
You see the problem.
The Anglicans and the Catholics, they don't own the church.
Yes, sir.
They have somebody they have to report to.
Yes, sir.
When they're ready for you to go to Auckland, to open up St. Stephen's and Auckland, you got to go. You're on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
See them Baptist fellas, they paying themselves. What? 10,000, you have 500 people going to the church and put an offering in, and only one person taking everything out.
Ah, boy.
But go ahead. What's your point again?
Let's deal back with the Jonkunu thing.
Yes, sir.
I think the minister did the right thing yesterday. Meet with them. Now, it seems like they can't get along.
Yes, sir.
It's like the two Wally boys kind of come to agreement. Who is the Wally boy?
If I may put all my cards on the table and be mischievous, it seems like they can't get along with the Roots or Barabbas and the Tribe or Colors or Prodigal Sons.
No, well.
If it was just Prodigal Sons, I'd understand.
Yeah, but it's like, Chokono is like this. I got to go back to the church for 1 second, then I got to go.
All right.
The minute the man had a dream for two angels and Jesus on the cross.
Yes, sir.
He automatically becomes a prophet or a bishop or a thing.
Yeah.
They ain't never been in no school. Some of them preaching can't even read. They just have to have somebody reading the Bible for them while they preach it.
Yes, sir.
But they want to be the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a money thing.
Okay, sir.
People say that the people in the Wally, I wouldn't use the Wally name, the leaders of the Jonkunu group don't get paid. No. But they're responsible for the seed money. They're responsible for the
donor money.
The sponsors money.
Mm-hmm.
They're responsible for all the money so they can pay themselves. Who knows who's even track? You know, the Wally Boys, I can't see how an organized group like the Wally Boys could have had a bank book if they don't have no bylaws to go by.
Well,
now,
there you
go. Registered.
Okay, then.
Registered to say, well, just the Wally Boys, just our papers, we're going to open up a bank account.
Listen, I hope the ministers listen. I hope somebody check on that part, too.
Yeah, you have to have an account.
Of course.
In order to have an account, you have to be a licensed, a regular.
A regularized.
A thing.
Or properly constituted entity.
You will see the Davis fellas go right there and take the shark from the other Wally Boys out of there.
Well, I ain't sure, because all I hear is Rowan and a 15-minute voice note is only played for 1 second.
They're out there now.
I got you. Thank you.
Okay, but go ahead. I got to finish listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller, and then we got a bunch of texts we got to read. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning. Sorry. Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I'm okay, thank you. Good morning, sis. How are you doing?
Inshallah, mashallah.
Blessings. Blessings unto you and your house.
Yes, thank you. Same to you, Caesar. I, like the last caller, and I've expressed this in my one comment on this whole Diwali Boys matter last week. I find this whole situation to be an absolute disgrace, frankly speaking. It's a total embarrassment an absolute disgrace, and it's an affront to the Valley Boys organization as the oldest and what is supposed to be the most mature cultural Junkanoo organization in this country, who is supposed to be leading by example. I also find this to be an affront to supporters of the Valley Boys, who are responsible, contributing citizens to this country. This is a natural disgrace that should not be happening in the public display on both sides of the fence. I don't care how you settle the score. This should not be happening in no public display. This is nasty. This is ugly. And it doesn't lead to progression. If there's an issue and that issue rises to the level of the Supreme Court, take the matter to the Supreme Court. You don't need no fanfare for that. And on the flip side, similar to the last caller, when you receive, when you receive government seed funding, which is only a drop in the bucket in comparison to what really goes into Junkanoo, mm-hmm. if anyone understands the level of expenditure that has to go into Junkanoo to get downtown, that's nothing. And the sponsorship money is much bigger than the seed money. And then it takes a big contribution by the individuals or their personal supporters in order to get them down to Bay Street, right?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, just like with the seed money for the government, if you don't provide an accounting, you have to pay the government every last penny back, similar to what happened with the prodigal sons, right? There automatically should be a similar procedure in any responsible organization. Any responsible organization, there should be a similar procedure where monies are being collected on behalf of that organization. There should be a public and or private reporting of those funds.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Antoine.
Where that is lacking and there's not the will to ensure that lack is corrected by putting in that procedure, then that spells really bad on behalf of those persons who are prohibiting the organization from coming into alignment with standard operating procedures, and it needs to be corrected.
Thank you, Antoine.
This is a natural disgrace, and it needs to stop. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely, and certainly by people who demand we herald them as the stakeholders of Junkanoo. Let's go to the next caller and then to the text. Good morning, caller. Please turn down your radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Good, thank you. How you do?
Everything good. You know, I often hear the Junkanoo conversations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things people to look at is that we need to look at our population size, right? Mm-hmm. We need to look at the size of these Junkanoo groups. And we need to figure out a way to export that and have these Junkanoo groups, the whole experience exported by the groups. And this should be an initiative that is taken on by the group's chair. And how about this? We live in a capitalistic society, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get each one of these group chairs
mm-hmm.
are responsible for making the group marketable and profitable. And when you aren't, or you could come up with an excuse or say something like the government need, right? After you had a tenure, you are fired as chair, and then you continue to bring in people who want the opportunity to
take it further.
Junkanoo profitable.
I got you. Let me tell you something, cousin. I love that idea, right? When I say that, I love the idea. I'm opposed to it, but I love the idea. I love your thinking, right?
Why would you be opposed to it?
Okay, I can tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because Junkanoo is supposed to only be experienced in the Bahamas, and the only people who could experience Junkanoo outside the Bahamas have to be a Shah. You have to be the type of people who was paid Beyonce $5 million and $10 million to come perform for his 17-year-old birthday party. That's the only reason I oppose it. I think it's a great idea, and I don't.
Are you oppose it because Junkanoo should be what?
In the Bahamas only. You want to hear Junkanoo? You want to participate in Junkanoo? You want to be on the sideline of a Junkanoo parade or presentation? You need to be in the Bahamas. That's my feeling. No, but I like your idea.
Think about it. You're saying you need to be in the Bahamas. Aaron, listen to it, and I think that's one of the things. Even with why our music genre is still in its very in infancy stages and not evolving, right? Rake and scrape, there's been no additional instruments. Nothing has been added to it, and there's no evolution. There's no profitable festival music. Even if you look at the carnival, that product is exported. If you the Bahamas is not that the Bahamas. If you look at any country, the Bahamas is an idea. It's not the place. The homeland is this land, but the idea of the Bahamas. It's an exportable good that could be experienced.
Cousin, I tell you, I love your idea. I almost mad at myself that I'm opposed to that particular part. But you're absolutely right. Like you say, the idea of the Bahamas to be marketed is marketable.
What we need to realize, Aaron, and see, as the intellectual ones that are having these conversations, what we need to realize is that the transformation of our country will only happen if you have people who could actually disseminate, who could break down information, who sees what the world is doing, and then take the Bahamas to the world and then expand our influence.
Man,
if you look at it.
Carl, are you making sense? I ain't rowing you. This is my burden to bear.
It's just that these points, like what I'm making, because I know we in agreement. I like to make them because they are very like pungent points.
Yeah, I got you.
Because our size, our sample size, our population size, our influence is most vital for our survival right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because outside of the Bahamas, like for example, you're a media personality, but if you look at it. Only people in the Bahamas is listening to you when you have a global, you possibly could have ideas with global reach and
global impact.
So we have to now, anytime we create now because of our size, we have to create with the mind, with a mindset of of everywhere. Because right now, in the Caribbean, we may think we are established, for example, in the Caribbean as far as who know us. But very little people know of the Bahamas in the Caribbean and know about who we are. And we can't keep tagging our identity to our money being pinned dollar to dollar with America.
Now, Carla, I got to go. Like I say, I love your info and your contribution, the points that you've made. I love the tension. It's my burden to bear that I want John Canoe to be experienced in the Bahamas only. And it's your burden to keep pushing me. But I just roll like little Fluffy. I got to transition.
It's uncomfortable to push the envelope.
Good.
We need to go into the gray areas and see what out there.
Yes.
To be uncomfortable. I want to resist because what end up happening is we go into our more deeper, more profound, more in-depth conversations to move from here to see how John Canoe will look with the technological advancement of the world.
Absolutely. You could imagine if we could use hologram and drone technology to drop costumes on people. There you go. Look here, let me go.
On and on and on, and let's extrapolate and let's go on and on until we create this thing that is larger than life.
Yes, hence, sir.
Walt Disney, hence SeaWorld. That's what we need to be doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. You see how with the Beyonce just now, we could wherever Beyonce is performing in the world, we could use hologram technology to put a whole John Canoe costume on her, and she performs as if she wearing the costume because it looks like she wearing the costume. We could do that. We may not be able to do it today.
It just reminds me of COVID time when John Canoe was only allowed for foreigners.
That's a why, babe.
Yeah.
That's why, but I have to remind Carla, I did have something for us to row about. Guardian Radio is global. We got listeners all over the world.
True.
And those who in their hearts are Bahamians, they tied into Guardian Radio all the time. But that's the type of tension I love. Carla, you keep calling back. Let's go to the text line. Great show as usual. You could be anything in life. Just don't be no Detroit Lion fan because your citizenship will be revoked. You didn't like that overtime last night, eh? You didn't like how they pulled that out. That was an impressive last drive, though. Kermit, you watched the game? Lions versus the Rams? That was an impressive last drive. Say, Bahamians don't pull for losers. Do you get the Lions win, cousin? Texas says, Warhawks are Johnny come lately. Yeah, we got the provenance. Another text says, colors broke off from roots, not the Valley Boys. But if the Valley Boys broke off, if the roots broke off from the Valley Boys, then technically...
That's no here nor there. The question is, John Canoe in the future. The argument that is happening now in the Valley Boys is not about the Valley Boys, no. It's about
John Canoe of the bro, and that's why the conversation is so important. And for me, that's why Valley Boys can't talk about. If you ain't no Valley Boys, you can't understand the beat of this drum. Mm-hmm. No.
So, and this is why when I hear, oh, this is so embarrassing, I said, no, it's not embarrassing. This is paramount right now.
Right.
All of John Canoe supposed to be involved in this conversation, and how they view John Canoe moving forward. Should everyone in a John Canoe group have a vote? That's the question.
Right.
Moving forward, should all John Canoe groups have a constitution? Moving forward.
Should all John Canoe groups be required to expose their financial to keep and expose financial records to the membership and the public?
No, if you use MPO, you have to have that.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's why...
But I mean, you have to wait for it to be gazetted to have access to it.
Yeah, but perhaps that's why no one tried to become an MPO before. You don't have to be responsible or accountable in anything.
Mm-hmm.
But see, this is the conversation is bigger than Valley Boys. This conversation is bigger than the row.
Mm-hmm.
This must happen.
Absolutely.
What is happening is a good thing for John Canoe.
And the process must be allowed to unfold without undue interference, right? We need due process. We need the rule of law. We need to establish a precedent and a standard. And standardized procedures, right?
And this is one reason why we appeal as far as the Privy Council to end the conversation, or no, not end, to conclude the conversation,
right?
This needs to be concluded with. So I herald the two leaders of the two factions of the Valley Boys. This needs to come to a conclusion. So if it got to take all the way till December for it to conclude, so we know what moving forward. It'll benefit all John Canoes moving forward.
So I think this is the one instance where we could say maybe the Valley are too big to die because they're too important to John Canoe. Or what we could also conclude from this affair is that John Canoe is in the state that it's in because of the dereliction.
Yes.
Of those who demand to be heralded as stakeholders and owners of John Canoe.
I remember when people were asking for the JCNP. To resign, dissolve. And they had to go through that process.
Mm-hmm.
Just not just the Valley Boys go through these. The whole John Canoe is going through you get be...
Growing pains
when you go through fire. And you get hardened by fire.
Yeah, tempered. They're being tempered.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to transition texters. I know I haven't finished...
Use my hour, man. Don't worry, but I finished. Hash this out.
All right. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, right.
Good morning.
Good morning, New York.
Good morning, Inshallah.
You ready to transition or?
No, not yet.
Okay, I may like what you comment on, but anyway. I was wondering when you're saying John Canoe is not over the world or not all over the place, all over the world.
No, I think the boy was implying that Guardian isn't all over the world, but we are everywhere.
Okay, yeah, man. Guardian all over the world.
No, but what he was saying was that John Canoe, a unique element of Bahamian culture, that we are not maximizing the potential of John Canoe to grow the Bahamas, right? He was saying that from a capitalist perspective, we are not exploring the ways that we can take John Canoe to the world to generate revenue, but also to grow the Bahamian identity in the minds and hearts of global citizens. That's what he was saying. And what I was saying was that John Canoe's supposed to be in the Bahamas only.
Yeah, but what I also wonder, when you were talking, when I was talking, I'm still waiting for a John Canoe market. I'm from Jackson Burns, I was living when he had his show. You know Jackson Burns, right? I used to say, man, Jackson, let's start a drunk new market. The reason why I'm saying that, the guys who paste customs, payments are naturally pasted. They can get paid from their custom and a drunk new market and tours or buy a market in the Turtles area or Bay Street. And most we could duplicate that all over the families of Islands. Especially the one they got in 7 Grand Bahama over there, Caribbean Festival. Why are you going to put also a drunk new market in that?
Mm-hmm. But see, now, so watch this. That's a great idea, right? But it may be limited to small pieces that could be shipped relatively easily, right?
Yeah.
But if we transition back to what the caller was saying, right? Imagine that you have a university that certifies, it offers a degree, and it certifies as expert Junkanoo construction artists, right? And those Junkanoo construction artists now, they go abroad into the world and say, maybe a Smithsonian would hire a Junkanoo construction artist, and that individual would then be making costumes on the ground, say in the DC area, and he could build costumes for people and ship them out or go to their location. So institutions, universities, business offices, right, who would want a piece of art like that in their space. I think that's kind of what the gentleman was talking about.
I listened to him because you could cooperate his ideas. And all the ideas which John Cruz thought about that they said, making custom, but incorporating all ideas of that art. It's an art, it's music, it's cowbells, it's ghost skin. Who will make ghost skin? We make ghost skin.
Yep.
You incorporate that, all that in the drunk new market. You know how much money we can be, you know, make out to be and could be making and employed.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
Not only just a new problem.
But on the family islands, raising goat and prepping goat skin, building drums, building cowbells. Thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to the phone line and then, producer, we can take a break. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry I lost you. All right, let me read through. Ah, that's the music. Once the music starts, you see, you can't pull back into the gate. You got to be ready to go. So we're going to go on a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to read through the rest of these texts. And then we get some stories on deck traffic fatality, responsibility allowance up by 58%, and Cabinet Office Notice of Board and Committees 2024-2025 from the Office of the Prime Minister. We're going on a break. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on. All you hear is. For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to.
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can ball.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Come and join us every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9 o'clock at Guardian Radio 96.9. Voices of the Diaspora presents two shows, Straight Talk and People's Voice, with Robertson Gironi and Aveje Exume. We educate, inform, and transform. Be sure to listen to the Voices of the Diaspora from 7:30 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Saxon and the Valley, Rush music makers one family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush music makers one family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush music makers one family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush music makers one family.
Let's go! Ah! Hey, come on! Ah!
Oh, been knocking down out of Machine Town. On to Bay Street with the jumping old plan.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Maybe Stiletno, Saxon and the Valley Music Makers One Family. Maybe they are the top four. Maybe they are the top four. Okay, we're going to...
Makers come six. Just saying. Just reminding you. I mean, they're important still. These come six.
Prodigal Sons, be lucky if they come at all. I... just want to say this before I forget. Whoever gave the Prodigal Sons seed money this year, let's remove them from this whole equation of adjudication and resolution seeking. Whoever made the decision to give the Prodigal Sons, how could they qualify?
Because he's starting over. Every year is a new start over.
No.
They paid back the money what they owe and they starting over.
No, they can't. Okay. If what callers, texters have shared with us is true, that out of the last 10 years, if the Prodigal Sons rush five times, we lucky. That should be sufficient to warrant the Prodigal Sons
just show badge
to
management.
Either join...
They might be under better management now. This is what, again...
Bad management at what level? Whoever gave them the money also needs to sit out these discussions. Mm. I just saying. Prodigal Sons, join another group.
And let me add this to you so you have your
response. Because I have a live read.
Have the response. There is the Registrar General.
Right. Right. Okay.
We need to define what the Registrar General is and what is their person's responsibility.
In this matter.
The Registrar General apparently registers NEEM officially in the Bahamas. That's the penultimate, right? I'm not sure, but it seems as if she registered the NEEM under one of the Valley Boy faction. That person now owns the NEEM, right? There now is a legal proceeding, or going to be a legal proceeding. I'm not sure where it stands between the lawyers of the two different factions on who owns the NEEM, right? One faction said that you cannot register my NEEM, but the NEEM might have been already registered. Now, to take it from them after it's been legally registered, it might be problematic for all of jurisdiction after that.
Right, it may set a precedent.
Set a precedent on everyone. Then all is suffer moving forward. But I note that the Minister Mario Boleg said they will follow the instructions of the Attorney General. And they are bound, he may stress that they are bound to follow the instruction of the Attorney General.
Or the courts, if it reaches that point.
Or the courts, right? But... the Registrar General falls under the Attorney General. I'm not sure if he's hinting. I assume that he's hinting. They're going to follow the instructions of the Registrar General, which comes under the Attorney General. We must take heed of what that means moving forward. And the government set laws in terms of rules, not laws. I keep on using the word rules in terms of who gets the seed money. Who gets the seed money? The group that has the NPO. Which group has the NPO with a registered name? Is the one who will get the money, right? And we got to wait and see what the conclusion on that.
Okay.
But that's what we should anticipate that will happen.
Okay.
Now, my concern is this, and I can let you respond.
Today, nobody can take the money back from the Prodigal Sons?
No.
Okay, sorry. That's my bad.
My concern is this. There's a senior sponsor of the Valley Boys, right? We know who the senior sponsor of the Valley Boys, who triplicate. The money that the government...
That's when the money is so big and fancy.
It's be big.
Yeah.
The money that the sponsors give us be big money, real money. You know what happens, what it means that your sponsor say, hold, I ain't giving you no money. I gotta wait. Something is wrong. All these years I've been dealing with you, sponsor, you've been telling me wait. Feels as if they gotta say wait. That is also something that needs to be debated on what would cause a sponsor to say, wait, we ain't giving none of y'all no money. Or we ain't giving you no money.
Until when you read that text, not in your head, not out loud, because at that level with that much money, you want absolute certainty and clarity before you make a donation or before you set a precedent, right? And so I could appreciate that. So as it stands, we await the next meeting, a meeting that should bring together the two legal teams for both quote-unquote factions. I'm going to go to this call, but before I go to the call, I just want to say that there's a space as a professional space, right? And it seems to be absent in this space where the language that is used curates the space, or maybe it draws the, it determines the energy in the space. And I wish that you guys would stop using such divisive
language. Did the Valley Boys split, or is it not a split?
It's not a split.
It's not a split.
No, because there's only one Valley Boys. There's only one registered name. Okay. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Cuz. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Blessings to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Aaron, do me a favor, because I think somebody brought it up last week. Check the listing of who can and who cannot register as an NPO. Pretty sure Junkle was on that list.
Who cannot register as an NPO?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said that Junkle is on that list. So there's no way a Junkalu group can register as an NPO.
So you need to confirm
even
that.
Even though 3-4 of them are already registered as an NPO?
Check that. Check the listing and see who can and who cannot register as one.
Okay.
And secondly, I'm kind of not sitting right with the fact that they're holding on to the seed money, saying they will.
That's my seed money. No. What do you mean? No. The seed money ain't belong to Valley Boys. It belongs to me. It's my money.
And some
government
of it is mine.
Government money? Hold on to that.
I think but $3 of it is mine too.
Then give them your $3. But not my $3 and the rest of the Bahamas. So, hold it hostage and tell me fine what we're doing it.
Exactly. But however it goes, I want the courts to say what is what, not the Attorney General, because remember now, the person who's trying to take, who's doing this is not a split, this sideways distraction with the Valley Boys is our good Prime Minister's brother. So I would rather...
What have to do with the Attorney General? What you trying to say about the Attorney General office?
That was...
No, man. No. Take that back and apologize. You know my wife word? But no, man, miss. No. I can't let you say that.
No.
Hang on.
Cousin,
you see what you say about the Attorney General? No, man, we got Aaron.
Let's be very careful and moderate us.
You want the whole Bahamas collapse?
Let's be very careful.
The audacity of that. The whole Bahamas collapse. You can't let No, man.
I think the most important thing is that this moment is not just important for the Valley Boys, it's important for the entirety of Junkanoo, and thus important for the development of the country, because Junkanoo is the last bastion, it's the last entity that we have left. And it seems to be falling away from derelict and mismanagement. Let's read through the text. I was struck by something the Minister of Sport said. He said this Valley Boys issue is important because it, quote, affects our tourists, close quotes. That threw me for a loop because the Junkanooers say this, quote, for them, close quotes, and spectators be damned. So if they come late, if their costumes ain't finished, that's okay because they experience Junkanoo on Bay. And if that's the case, we don't need the Prime Minister and the PM and the former PM and the AG up in this. Who is the customer? If it's for the tourists, quote, the greatest show on earth, close quotes, needs to be the greatest show on earth, professionally presented, impeccably executed, and on time. If I pay $100 for a ticket as a tourist, I really don't care that the Bahamian crowd happy because they see their group. I'm expecting an entire night of top entertainment start to finish, not long waits and bad music and half-drunk performers. Who is the customer? This is the critical question. Decide, and it could be both, but only one can be primary. You miss out the third. Because you say, is the customer the tourist, or is the customer the people who rush in on Junkanoo? What about me, the Bahamian, who Junkanoo is my culture? And without consulting me, the government takes however much money it determines it needs from my treasury to give to junkanooers who don't want to talk to me, who don't want to tell me a thing about what's going on in their group, who want to hog up the streets, who want to hog up the parking spots, who want to hog up everything. But you ain't, you nor the government, nor the junkanooers considered me as a customer to my own culture. In fact, I'm glad you didn't consider me, because I ain't going to never be a customer to my own culture. And I certainly ain't going to pay, have seed money extracted from my treasury for you then to come tell me that I got to go pay over $100 or $100 to sit in Rawson Square if I'm lucky enough to ever put my eyes on a ticket.
Who owns the crown land that the junkanoo groups have? No, each...
Me.
They already give it to them.
It's still crown land.
I think the Saxons have crown land. I think Valley have crown
land. How long they had crown land for?
A couple of years now.
And no bathroom?
None of the bathrooms.
Let me go to the text line. Oh, text says, mutton smells bad, leave the goat to make drums. That's exactly what we could be doing, developing a whole goat skin drum industry and drum making industry.
And exported to who? When everybody make goat skin drum.
Yeah, but they don't make Bahamian goat skin drum.
Let's give it to the Bahamians then. I want to know who you can export it to. Just export it to who?
Across the world.
To who?
To people who play drum and who collect drum and who want every type of drum in the world.
You know what was funny? It reminds me of the debate where I think it was a minister said we can export shea butter to Africa.
I laugh.
Hold on. I refuse.
I think
why are you lying, Mr. Nuri?
During the
Here's
Expo,
a text.
African Expo, they say we can export shea butter to Africa.
Who said that?
I ain't gonna say it.
Is it the same person who authorized the prodigal sons getting the seed money this year?
I said where shea butter originated. We can export it back.
Is it the same people who has authorized the seed money, but not one junkanoo group have a proper bathroom?
I don't know about it.
Here's a text. Good morning. I really don't see a problem. The Trevor Davis group is a new group. They should be registered as such with the JCNP. Start how all the other new groups started.
Are they a new group or are they the Valley?
That's the thing. Are they all members of the Valley? Are they all long-standing members of the Valley? I mean, because here's the thing for me. Here's what seals the deal for me. Perry Christie is a founding member of the Valley Boys.
They say he have no say. Only the Cooper system have say.
Well, pack your...
Not even Rudy Godet. Godet don't have no say.
Pack your junkanoo group in your Georgie bundle and bury it into the ground and hope it'll flourish without the government seed money. That's all. Do it if it's yours, do with it what you want, but we will not allow it to kill junkanoo. If it's your things, take it, wrap it up in a piece of paper and bury it in the ground.
Come December, both groups will be on bay.
Listen, do you have a Japanese import vehicle and no longer able to listen to radio news, talk, and music content on Guardian Radio? The Hitspot is offering a $79.99 special, VAT included. This includes band extender equipment and installation during the month of September. Mention this ad for this discounted rate of $79.99, VAT included, for your band extender equipment and installation from Hitspot, Soldier Road location. Just as we go, text says, I include the Bahamian customer with the tourists. I want the same excellence. No, don't include me with them.
I won't be separate.
Do not. This is my things, and my experience of it is different from their experience of it. Here's the text. This is a disgrace. Colors have their own land and shack with bathrooms paid for by the groups. So Colors does have a bathroom, they say. This text is saying. For years now. That's right. Little small Colors. The problem with junkanoo is the same thing wrong with the country. There's no strategy and bad money management. Thank you, Colors. I will remember that. So now, when I give my junkanoo group tagline, mm-hmm. The spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of junkanoo white people and the whole world, except for the pigs, the Methuselahs, and the Colors who have bathroom in the shack in 2024. Last text. Good morning. Who is the representative for Trevor's side of the Valley on the JCNP board? I don't know. I don't know.
It's one Valley.
That's the point.
That's why
I'm so concerned about this divisive language being used when there is other language.
The entire Bahamas turned Baptist, just splitting all over the place and rowing.
Yeah. I can't wait till I see the new PLP.
The PLP said they have a big tent. They have different factions that they all disagree, but come together.
In the end, to stab other people.
But the point is they come
with
together.
Political slander.
The point is they come together. They have one big tent. Valley Boys need to have one big tent. The tent they all call
War Room? No, they don't need a big tent. The tent called War Room, we don't need that.
Yeah, that's a different part of the tent.
Listen, Prodigal Sons, I'm sorry if I hurt y'all feelings, but truthfully, honestly, y'all get the money back and
let
go join another Junkanoo group,
please. Let them people rush.
If they go rush. It's not us stopping them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stop them. I don't know a soul who stopped the Prodigal Sons from getting to be. Except maybe the Prodigal Sons. Talk with Aaron Green.
Guiding Radio AM is next. We're going to let Aaron lead because I took over her whole show and talked about Junkanoo. I just hijacked it and we had a whole list of things to go through.
We can go through those other stories. So we got a ton of other stories on the other side of the hour,
yeah.
Including who messing with Kai Mills again in Abaco. Thank you. Y'all stay tuned. Don't turn
who
the
messing with Kai Mills in Abaco?
We're going to find out on the other side of this break.
Okay.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
And beat the tom-tom. And can you feel
this? Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.